couple weeks ago on this show, I told you that I think the most consistently powerful ad type I run for Meta ads is the long form explainer. And I had a lot of feedback from that episode asking for examples and just with a bunch of follow-up questions in general. And so today I decided to do something special. Today I got my friend Dave Recook on the show, president and COO of Bamboo Earth, to make a long form explainer ad live on air. So today, what this episode is, Dave and I prepping for an upcoming shoot of his, working exactly through the content and structure of a long form ad. And we did that, including screen sharing a document in which I lay out the exact content and the exact hierarchy of information, the exact order of how I would build a long form ad for Bamboo Earth. And Dave and I did it together. We worked through all of these things. And now the thing is, this episode is long. It is a couple hours long. I expected it to be much shorter. In fact, it was so long that in the middle of it, we had to break and reschedule a couple days later to finish up the episode because we just kind of kept going on all this stuff. But I think it will be helpful to you because I hope it will, because what we do is really show you the exact process by which I would start from scratch, blank page, and end up with the brief and script of a long-form explainer ad that Dave is then going to go shoot. And of course, make sure now to subscribe to this podcast and to this show wherever you're watching or listening, because I will follow up at some point and tell you if this ad worked or if it did not work at all, and we'll figure out why, etc. That said, I have tried my best throughout this episode when recording it to make everything easy to follow if you're only listening to the show, but it may be useful to you to watch or to bookmark parts of it so you can come back and watch the video, because like I said, I screen shared almost the entire time the actual document Dave and I were building the ad on. Anyway, you get the idea. Dave Recook and I building a long form explainer for Bamboo Earth. We're going to talk about all the details of the product today on the Andrew Ferris podcast. Thanks in advance for listening, for watching, all those things. I think you will find this very helpful, and I would love your feedback about this episode. Either way, let's not delay it. Let's jump in. A few weeks back, I recorded on this show an episode about my belief in the long-form explainer as a type of ad content that I think is uniquely powerful for direct response advertising online. And I had a lot of good feedback on that episode. People seemed to be really helped by it, but also they wanted some examples of that content. And while there are certain things that I can and can't share from various clients and all those things, I thought instead of giving you an example of content, what if instead I actually got together with my great friend and former colleague from Bamboo Earth 4400, Dave Recook, and we just made one of these ads. We briefed one of these ads live on the show, and you could just sort of see the process and then go follow it yourself. So Dave Recook, president and COO, aka Mr. Margins of Bamboo Earth, is here on the show today. Dave is a super experienced advertiser. You've heard him on my show before talking about the financial side, economics of running a D2C business. We did a whole episode about cash conversion cycles and a really good episode. You should go back and listen to that if you have not listened to it, or go watch it. But today on the show, what we're going to do is we are going to work through a Bamboo Earth long form explainer ad together live. We're just going to create the ad together and screen share a Google Doc noting all of the layout of the ad so that you can, if you're watching this episode, follow along and see the screen share yourself so you can see exactly how we're laying out the content in this ad. If you are only listening to this show and you are not watching it, that's okay too. We're going to do our best to walk you through it anyway and think about the different sections of the ad and all those things. But if you can watch today, you might get some help by seeing the screen share as we go. So Dave Recook, president and COO of Bamboo Earth, making an ad together with me that will surely smash the universe and make it so that Bamboo Earth triples in revenue and Dave prints dollars and laughs in his Scrooge McDuck pool of money. Let's do it right now. Can't wait. Up, Dave? Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Doing well. Excited to good. Swim in a pool of money.
Yeah, this will be really good for you by the end. So yeah. guaranteed results. That's what I do with all my clients, actually. I just say guaranteed, absolute results.
That's what I'm
paying you back. Yeah. All right. Let's frame this up a little bit more. Thanks, by the way, for doing this. It's very transparent and I appreciate it. Got to give the people the content that they're looking for. You know how it goes. And yeah, do you want to give any background on what Bamboo Earth is for people who don't know and some of that? People who are listening to you, watching the show may be familiar with that. But look, with the massive reach of the Andrew Ferris podcast, you know, I'm just piling up new people all the time. So they probably don't know all the whole detail.
Yeah. You've got a huge footprint. Yeah. So anyway, first, before I say Bamboo Earth, the reason I came on the show, we actually have a video shoot happening next week. And I'm in the process of, Ian and I are in the process of creating a script for that and getting all the lines that we want. And you just reached out to me and said, hey, let's go make an explainer together. And I said, let's roll it right into a shoot that we're already doing. So,
we'll actually get to make this content and then see how it performs. Yeah. Maybe we'll even do an update episode once it's done and just be like, did it work? You know? So,
Yeah. But anyway, so quick background on Bamboo Earth is we're a natural skincare brand that primarily sells to women. And I would say that our positioning is truly natural skincare, because there's a lot of clean washing out there where people like that positioning because they like the credibility that comes with it, but don't like doing the hard work of making truly natural or clean products. So that's our positioning in the market, and we do pretty well with it. We're a low 8-figure brand, just cracked into that and still growing. So hopefully this will obviously take us to mid 8 figures once we get this ad in the account.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Yeah, cool. Okay, that's helpful. And of course, if people don't know, you and I used to work together with Bamboo Earth and some other brands in 4x400 and Aggregator that shaved down to just Bamboo Earth because the opportunity was so outsized relative to the other ones that we were working on. So you and I have known each other for a while and worked together for a while. Okay, so here's the basic idea of this, as I said in the intro, right? I want to just take some time and essentially brief out this ad. And I basically did this with a kind of coaching client of mine recently and have realized that this is really my process for this kind of ad format every single time I do it, which is I start briefing the content and eventually that typically turns into like a full script where as I start briefing things, it just turns into actual language of a script. And so I've just gotten to the point where I do that. And often it will also include pretty detailed instructions to an editor about like, hey, this is the B-roll I want in this place, etc. But the idea here is, and if you have not gone and listened to or watched my episode from a few weeks ago about, I think it's called the best performing ad creative I make or something. The link is in the show notes, but basically talk through why I think this kind of content is so powerful. The idea here is that with direct response advertising, I think there's unique power in just speaking really clearly and directly about what makes the product good and essentially not trying to be too creative about it. Really just trying to get very good at honing in on focusing on, here's why you should pay attention. Here's what the product is. Here's why you should believe me when I say that. And here's what you should go do right now. And I'm going to go back through those 4 points in a second, but that's essentially the layout of these ads. And I call it long form explainers, but I actually don't really care about the length. I more mean long form to say you shouldn't care about the length either. And if it happens to be long, it's fine. I was actually just looking at one of these last night that I did for a client that was 3 minutes long. And I remember making this ad and thinking like, I'm just going to keep adding information. And many people like I was getting a $3.50 100% view cost, right? So some large portion of people were sitting through the entire 3 minutes of the ad and then was getting a 67 cent cost per 50% view. So some large portion of people were dropping off, but they were still watching a minute and a half of the video. And the point to me is like, you shouldn't care too much about whether or not the video is long. You should care instead about the information being good. And if it requires more time to make the information good, fine. Many people will stick with you through it. Some people will ditch it and be ready to click that big old shop now button and jump right in to go buy because they've got enough information already, etc. So that's kind of the layout of what I want to do. And so what you and I can do now is just kind of work through what that content could be. So let me just pause. You look like you're going to say something.
Well, the only thing I was going to say is what you just described is actually, I heard an old saying from actually a company called the Conversion Rate Experts, and it was about landing pages. And they said, there's no such thing as too long of a landing page, only too boring.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the same applies to the ads. We have a 2 minute or 3 minute ad that smashes it in our account as well. So I agree. It's just keep giving them the information and the content that they want, and they're going to continue to watch.
Well, when I was there, like, I remember that we had that customer content that it was like 5 minutes long and it like totally unedited. And it was like a massive, gigantic super winner. And it's because the content was good. So, you know, for the right customer, people liked it. So, yeah. That's right. So that's really the point about saying long form. It's less about it being long per se and more about not worrying about how long it is. All right. So I'm going to screen share now. And let's see here. There we go. All right. And we have here at the beginning of this document. The document is broken out into 4 sections. One of them is the hook. That's section 1. Section 2 is the body or education portion of the ad. That's where the core of the product information is going to go. Then validation and guarantee is section 3. Offer and CTA is section 4. The basic idea, like I just said, right, is capture people's attention with a hook. The body is where the core of the product information is. Then you have to validate that information is worth listening to, that the person telling you this information is trustworthy, and then give somebody something to do with the offer and the CTA. All right. So here is how I want to think about this first. Let's start by talking about what product we want to focus on, Dave. So tell me the answer. What product are we going to focus on?
What we typically focus on is our skin quiz and our custom mini kit. that we sell through that. So the product that we sell is really a kit. And it is, our most successful is commonly focused on aging or prematurely aging. So women in the like 30 to 55 range that are concerned with like signs of aging, wrinkles and fine lines, bags under their eyes, things like that.
Okay. So the customer is probably a 35 to 55 year old woman.
Yeah.
Okay. And her concern specifically is about, say that again.
Wrinkles, fine lines, bags under the eyes. Those would probably be your top okay. three.
All right. And then what is when, after she clicks on this ad, you talked about custom mini kit and a skin quiz. Can you just talk through that a little bit more? Like, what is this person going to get to and what are we going to attempt to sell them at the end of this?
Yeah, we land them on our skin quiz page. So they land on the page. They see that it is going to take about a 2-minute to 3-minute skin quiz. And ultimately, we tell them we're gonna fit you with a product that matches that afterward. Very often, we'll say that in the ad copy and the CTA too, so that they know that what they're going to is some level of personalization or customization for them. And they'll answer, it's about 20 screens long. We collect their email, optional collection of SMS through there. And then they go to one of 16 unique kits that is basically based on their, I'm sorry, one of 16 unique skin types, which there's only like 5 or 6 unique kits out of it. But basically it takes into consideration some of the major factors of their skin and then fits them with basically a full routine for them to get started. And we sell it in 2 sizes, the mini and the full. The mini lasts about 2 weeks. The full lasts about 3 months.
Okay, great. So the mini version is a 2-week trial, basically, versus the full version, which is a 3-month fuller treatment. Okay. And then let me ask a question about the pricing on those. So the offer difference, how are those two positioned, the mini versus the full?
Yeah, so they're on the same page and they're both 20% off. The difference is the full has a GWP with a gift with the purchase with about $100 value. And it actually, our eye products. So our eye products don't fit like a standard routine. They're kind of outside of additional to routine. And so they're kind of a bonus value add when you go up to that full size.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what the percentage is? I actually probably wouldn't even ask most people this because they wouldn't have this number, but I bet just knowing you have some sense of like who takes what and how do they take them?
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's about 50-50. We've gotten it to about 50-50. And the gift is part of the big reason why that goes all the way up to 50-50. Okay. They're also shown very clearly that one lasts 2 weeks and one lasts 3 months. And so it's very clear that the value by volume is much better on the full.
Okay. And then that makes sense. And then I don't think this is going to matter for our ad, but just in case we think about where we want to direct people to, what about the LTV difference on those customers or the value of the customer to you? Are we trying to guide them towards the mini versus the large?
No, I've actually tried to eliminate the mini and see if it worked as a page or eliminate the full. The page is just less efficient without both. And as a dollar amount, their LTV is similar. As a percentage, it's obviously going to be higher for the mini because you just decrease the denominator. But it's actually slightly higher for the full size as a dollar amount. So there's really no, make a little bit more margin up front versus realize some of the revenue on the back end faster. It really just doesn't matter.
So in that respect, what we care about is just total efficiency and acquisition then, right? They both work really well. Okay. All right. That's really good. This helps frame up the challenge, I think, of kind of what we want to do. So let's just walk this back then through. So we're talking probably to a 35 to 54 year old woman. That's the core customer concerned about aging, which they experience as an issue of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under the eyes. And our product is a custom kit, a custom skincare kit for a daily routine.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. For a daily routine to address that with a potential gift with purchase that might sort of take that to another level with the eye products, more of an ad hoc product. And then, and then as they are experiencing those things, they have a million skincare options in the market. So let's do this now for a second and talk about what makes this stand out. You talked about truly natural skincare. So let's just kind of frame up how we address those issues. Okay. So let's say the product solves the problem with, so it's truly natural. Can you just expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah. And so one of the fastest ways to say that is all natural, whole ingredients only. So meaning that there are no synthetic ingredients in here. So they're whole as they're found, so to speak, in nature, included in the product. There are no preservatives at all, never mind parabens, which is just a specific kind of preservative. There's no preservatives at all. And part of the way that's possible is there's no water in the formula. So 99.9% of skincare contains water and then contains a preservative to make sure that water doesn't wind up growing mold and growing bacteria. And so without water, you have oils and various materials that are shelf stable. So you're able to be shelf stable without needing preservatives. So those are really the main ways that we mean it. The catchiest is to say whole, you know, all natural whole ingredients.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think people know what that means, that phrase, whole ingredients?
I polled people post-purchase with no commerce what they like about our brand attributes. And just shy of 90% said they like that specifically. And that's the way I phrased it. All natural, whole.
Super interesting. Because, okay, so that suggests to me that we are talking to somebody who, they're probably, are they already using skincare products?
Almost always.
Yeah. Okay. Do we, have you, let's see.
Customers in fact, already... I would just upgrade that to just assume always. These right. are skincare buyers. We are not the kind, we're not a gateway brand into skincare,
yeah.
both price as well as complexity of routine and things like that.
Okay, great. So they have some education probably in this. And really, we're not saying use skincare, it will prevent this problem. What we're saying is use our skincare instead of other skincare.
Correct.
Okay. That's okay. So that's actually really important. Positioned against, let's say it's positioned against other skincare products, not as a first skincare product. Okay. So that's very important. And we think this customer is fairly educated in this. They understand each of these products. They understand what they do in a routine. They understand the ingredients to some degree.
Yes, to varying levels. The what they do in a routine slightly changes because natural is different. Like the concept of a cleansing oil you will only find in natural products. Everyone else would just call that a cleanser, and that is like a foaming cleanser very often. But we have a cleansing oil and a water cleanser. That's like one step that they're familiar with broken in. So okay. There's, let me say, there's a level of understanding of what a routine generally is or some of the major parts of it. Like I know what a serum is. I know what a cleanser is. I know what a toner is. I know what a moisturizer is. They may not know the order and it may be different with our brand.
Okay. That's good. Okay. So they know the basic categories, but we may also say some things that are different to them right. in those. Okay. That's helpful. What about... Do you think the main thing then that is appealing to this customer is that we are more natural than other customers or that, excuse me, than other products?
More natural and are genuinely effective. So yes. I think those two things.
That's
I think
a great point. Yes.
In skincare, you sell a benefit. You sell a result. You do like the ingredients. I don't want to say the ingredients don't matter, but the details of the product don't matter nearly as much as the result. The result is what you sell.
Okay. That's good. So sell the result. So they work, right? This is a big part of it. What you're selling here, how this product solves the problem is it solves the problem. Like that's the main way it solves the problem is that it's actually effective. Problem solution. It's actually effective. And it does so while being really natural. Yeah. I've had this conversation with other brands in sort of natural clean space where we say, this is really clean. This is really natural. Except that as we say that, we also have to make a point of saying, but also don't worry, it actually does work because nobody wants clean products and then to like actually, you know, to smell bad after or for their skin to still not look good or, you know what I mean? Whatever the issue is that people want natural, but only if it's really works.
Yeah. And what I would add three quick things to that. So one, great. Every time you say natural, that is an unqualified claim. Like you have to be specific. Natural is such an overused term that customers don't believe you or it's not differentiated enough okay. to say natural. It doesn't okay. really clarify our market position just to say the word natural. And that's where things like whole ingredients, no preservatives, et cetera, come from.
Two
is that every time you say natural, you have to say that, well, this actually works. It's not just water on your skin. Okay. Because that's, like you said, that is the assumption or that's the connotation that natural products have gotten. And then three, this is, I don't know that this is a customer perception, but I have a saying now internally about products that we develop. And I say no cloth diapers. And no cloth diapers, what that means to me is people want natural insofar as it is convenient. And cloth diapers is a perfect example of a natural yeah. product that is terribly inconvenient relative to just tossing the poop out. Okay.
Yeah, right, right.
So we had some
cost,
products.
The cost of going natural there is just too high.
Yeah. We had a mask that is, and we still sell it. We're just clearing out the last of the product. It's dry powder that gets mixed into a wet mask. And the repeat rate on that is half of our other mask that just goes directly on your face.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't need to do prep work. So like again, I don't know how much that bleeds into the ad, but it is true. That's what our customer wants. And the user experience breaks down when we don't fulfill that.
Okay. That's so what I think though, is that like those things are really helpful for developing this. So the reason to like draw out in this conversation, a bunch of that stuff is because what we have to do is now take that information and drop it into the ad in a way that makes sense. Because I think that no cloth diapers thing is really helpful. It's probably the case that some people have tried some natural skincare ingredients and are like, it's just too much of a hassle. Right. Mm-hmm. And they probably know about that. So, okay. So here's what I want to do. I want to take this information and put it into the ad itself. So let's just quickly, before we do that, hammer away the overall message of the ad, okay? And I'm going to say there are a number of ways to do long-form explainers, and you can use them with like more focused sort of quote-unquote angle thinking, where you think about the angle. But I actually think that the place to start with this content is to just try to make the most clear and direct ad possible. And then you start making tweaks where you kind of come in and try different inroads. Okay. So for the overall thing here, the overall message of this ad, if I'm going to summarize back to you what I think I hear, is this: our natural skincare products are truly natural and incredibly effective and still incredibly effective. Let's see. Actually, let me walk that back. Our natural skincare products slow down the process of aging, of your skin's aging. This is going to be very summary, so obviously we'll say this differently in the ad, but overall, slow down the process of your skin's aging while being truly natural relative to the rest of the market, relative to the skincare market, basically.
Sure.
Something like that. So that's the basic idea. So, okay, anything that we need to change there?
I think what you had first was too broad. In skincare, you have to be more specific. So when you made it more specific about that our natural skincare process slowed down the process of your skin's aging, or help prevent, you know, premature aging, or, you know, signs of aging, reduce signs of aging, or, you know, nourish your skin so you age gracefully. Various different ways you could say that, but that's ultimately the claim that they have to believe. And then how we do it is truly natural skincare.
Okay. Yeah. And the thing I like to focus on with a lot of these ads is to think about like, what is it that it actually makes this brand stand out relative to others, right? So yeah, I worked with one brand recently that does single serve bottles of wine. It's like something like that, right? And so there's a lot you could mm-hmm. say about wine that makes it good, but the thing that's different about this brand is that single serve. And
right.
So like, you just have to be able to say that. And so the one thing I want to make sure we get in here is this claim around naturalness that needs to be strong, because that actually is the major differentiator here relative to other skincare brands, is that lots of skincare brands claim to slow down the process of your aging. The different thing about Bamboo Earth is that it's like more natural while still being really effective. And so that means that has to be in focus in this ad as to like why you should pick this product, right?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And also, you and I have talked about this before, how the creative winds up doing your targeting. Like, we're all set broad, right? So like, right. I want to find somebody who's in market for skincare and who thinks like net positive on the concept of natural. So like,
yes,
right? So yeah, I want okay, both good. Those things.
You're not trying to convince someone. You're not trying to convince someone to go to natural. You're trying to take somebody who already wants natural skincare and assume the growth of that category is a category that you can tap into, basically, and say, here, we're the best option for you if you want natural.
Candidly, I think everybody wants, like, I would say in a market, 90% want natural. Everybody wants effective. And the only thing that changes is the doses and trade-offs that you're willing if for each. And so the amount of the market that would prefer a natural product is enormous. The only question is how much they believe they have to make a trade-off versus effective.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I like that framing a lot, actually.
And I might be overshooting at 90%, but it doesn't matter. It's a big enough TAM that like,
yeah,
we'll yeah. never touch
so
it. You know?
That actually makes me think that like one of our hooks here that we can come up with is potentially something effective. Like, everybody wants natural products. The problem is that they usually just don't work, basically. Yeah. Right? Like, give yourself if you had the choice between something synthetic and lab made versus natural, or skincare products are synthetic and lab made versus natural, and they both work the same, which one would you pick, basically, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm actually just going to note that right now. And as you're going to see here in the Google Doc, I'm going to write down hook one, because one of the things that I want to do here is create multiple hooks off of this so that when you go to the edit process, we're actually going to make sections 2, 3, and 4, education, validation, offer, those sections are all going to be there's going to be one thing there. But then when we present the ad, when it's done, I want to have it with between probably 4 and 6 hooks that we go with. And it could be more than that if we have good ones that we believe in.
Yeah.
And that way we can go to the end. And because you, like me, are committed to cost caps and to being able to test creative effectively without really much cost, we can actually go and produce ads that have a whole bunch of different hooks on here. We could create 12 versions of this, launch them all into the ad account with no risk of overspending on bad performing ads. We could test basically as much as we want because if it's not going to work, it just won't spend. So let's make hook one that we just, while we're on the subject, hook one will be, we'll just kind of paraphrase this. Hook one will be, everyone wants, given the choice between naturals and artificial skincare products, everyone wants natural, but they don't work. Okay. Something like that. We can hone that in later, but that gives us a start.
I mean, you could make that way punchier and just say, everyone wants natural skincare, but they don't work.
Great.
Like, done. And that is super catchy. The only iteration I would throw in there, if we were sitting here with my team, is I would say, great, you got one of the two qualifiers that I like to get in every hook. So in the next hook, I want you to write a qualifier that says that they're concerned with aging in some way, in addition to the word natural. So like, everyone wants natural products. They just don't believe that they prevent aging, or they just don't believe that they prevent, you know, or slow down your skin's aging process, or they don't believe they prevent. And we can fill in the blank with,
what if we just get rid of the word skincare and say anti-aging skincare products? Or I know anti-aging is not a phrase that you use. Is that correct? Or do you use it?
Yeah, we don't. No, we typically say aging gracefully. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put anti-aging here, and I'm gonna put it in quotes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we can
add it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And just given the for the sake of time, I'll let you kind of think about final wordsmithing on the actual way you say that.
Everyone wants natural skincare products for aging. Like, isn't it? Like, just move it.
Aging, something like that. Okay, to address aging, maybe something like that. Okay, great. You can wordsmith the final one, but I just want to note the hook. Yeah. And this is the way I end up writing a lot of these, is that kind of as we talk, things will come up, which will say like, those things will come up that will be like, that's a hook. That's an intro to this whole concept, right? But I like the way you're thinking about that, which is this like, try to get natural and aging both into that hook. One of the things I also think about building these ads this way is that the beauty is that once you have this work done, it really, you know, people maybe know about recooks law, right? The idea that the ad that you're most excited about is the one that is least likely to work. And the idea that you're least excited about is the one that will most likely work. And I really take that into my ad creation process for these explainers because of the way that you can test without any cost. Because of that, it means that like, and because there's very little cost to doing additional edits when you add hooks, like I just want to basically like, so maybe you don't need to say anything about aging in one of these hooks and outperform the others.
I was just going to tell you, I would hook number two, I would still write the same thing minus the aging, just because it was so punchy prior to us adding that. Why on earth would I not try that? We're talking about two words and I can run it. Yeah.
Right. And we could talk about aging in a little bit, right? Okay. So okay, great.
One second. One thing I do think about for hooks is, I just talked about this with my team, is let's say I have a 1% click-through rate, and I'm going to screw up the math in my head real quick. A 1% click-through rate means that out of 100,000 impressions, I'm getting 1,000 clicks, right?
Yes.
And so if the signal I'm sending back to Meta is on my site, I'm sending back 1,000 signals that qualifies the buyer. So 500 made it, 500 didn't. If the signal I'm sending back to Meta to qualify my buyer happens in the first 1-2 seconds of my video, I'm sending it 100,000 signals. So if I want to send 100 times more signals, I put it in my hook. And if I want to send 100,000 signals about it being natural or aging, I put it in the hook, because just the raw number of signals I send it, it will be more efficient at finding my customer.
Well, what I'll say about that is, my experience running these ads is that part of the reason to use multiple hooks is that I actually think that the body and education component of this is not very hard. Like, if we just take with the time that we've already taken right now and take the conversation we just had and put it into the education, once you do the work of sort of clarifying your thinking about what the actual education needs to be, you generally do pretty well as long as you stay relatively focused on the product and clear and on the problems and solutions. Mm-hmm. It's not rocket science, right? Like, people kind of get it. But the hook is, I think, where there's the most who knows element of this. Like, people have done this sort of test with headlines, right? Where you you know, media companies who do, you know, live headline testing, which I think, you know, BuzzFeed has always done, or something like that, where there's sort of dynamic headline testing and it picks winners. Even people who are in that industry are famously bad at guessing which headline's going to get clicked on the most, et cetera. And so what the implication of that to me is, create multiple hooks, because what ends up happening in the ad account is that, like, let's say we launch 6 versions of this ad where it's literally the exact same, except for the first 10 to 20 seconds of the ad based on what we do for a hook. What will happen is one of those ads will get 60% of the spend in the ad set. Another one will get 30%, and then all the rest will get 10% combined or something. One hook will outperform the others meaningfully very often. And so just by giving yourself the options, you end up getting somewhere. And again, it can be really hard to predict. And so now, and then that sort of layers into what you just said, which is that now Meta's getting tons and tons of signal on that hook. And as long as it's converting at or under your cap, you know, you're in a good spot. So yeah. All right. Let's actually jump down to the body section, to the education section. So if we are going to say that this product slows down the process of your skin's aging while being truly natural relative to the skincare market, let's talk about what should be the first part. And we're talking to somebody who knows skincare to some degree. They probably already have some level of desire for natural products, even granting the caveat you said, which is that everybody has some desire for natural products and has a preference for that. Mm-hmm. In that case, where do we want to start the education section? We want to start about probably something about aging itself, right? And your skin.
I think you want to address especially if those are your hooks, I think you want to address the effectiveness immediately.
Okay.
Because you just said they don't work. So like the thing that's hanging out there is this going to help with my aging process? You know?
So let's do that. So if you, and by the way, one of the hooks I'll always end up creating is actually no hook. It just goes straight into the education section. It just literally goes straight into that. And so this can be a helpful way to think about it. Like, what's the first thing you want to say to somebody about this process? So let's address effectiveness for aging. How do we want to address that point in the education section of this ad? How do you normally do that if you're talking about aging issues in skin?
We normally do it by letting, so our typical historical method has been by letting the customer say that it really works. Because in skincare, along with other industries like supplements and other industries that are outside FDA regulation, if you make specific claims, you then come under FDA regulation. So without the research-backed claims, I typically couldn't say something like, but this natural routine reduces wrinkles or something along those lines. I actually am doing a perception study right now where I will be able to make claims like that, but that'll be based on this study in a couple of months down the road when we actually have that. So what we've done historically is let customers say it. Another way that we have said it in the past is we can make claims and attach it to ingredients. And so you could say that surprisingly effective ingredients can be found in nature, like frankincense oil, like shea butter, that actually have clinical research that these things do smooth skin, plump, reduce wrinkles, reduce fine lines. And so you kind of lean on like just a little bit of language that says surprisingly effective ingredients can be found in nature. Now you're talking about the ingredients, and now we could say a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's an interesting opening here.
It's worth noting that my expectation for what this ad will look like is it will be somebody talking to the camera directly, however you shoot it, vertically. And that person will be essentially reading this script, and then it will be intercut with B-roll to illustrate where needed, right? So let's say we talk about shea butter or something, like maybe you actually cut to some footage of shea butter or something, you know, in nature or whatever.
Or we cut to a very buttery product. Like a lot of B-roll works is like on skin or finger in the goop.
Yes.
And like we have our petite grain, which is like very obviously a shea butter based product.
Exactly.
We'd probably do that.
Okay, great. So let's start with there. So let's say like you can slow down your skin's aging process with natural ingredients, something like that. Let's start there. Okay, so let's talk about what the skin's aging process is. We just referenced them earlier, but we said it was wrinkles, fine lines, bags under the eyes.
So you can, so up to you. Again, I'll give you the info and we'll see how you'd like to play this. But you can say that like the aging process is that your epidermis or your skin layer thins, you produce less collagen, it dehydrates and dries out faster. So like all those things are true. And that is ultimately the process that results in wrinkles, sagging skin, lack of elasticity, fine lines, et cetera.
It's not a mystery why you experience, what was it? We said, fine lines, wrinkles, and bags under your eyes as your skin ages. Okay, what, say it again?
Your epidermis thins out as you age, you produce less collagen, and your skin loses
of your skin. Okay, say it again.
Gets thinner as you age.
Okay.
It dries out, dehydrates faster.
Okay. And anything else about
that? We can also say that you produce less collagen as you age.
Okay.
Which people generally know results in firmer, plumper skin. And that results in your fine lines, wrinkles, sagging skin.
Okay. Fine lines, wrinkles, and okay. All right. So, and the result is the fine lines, wrinkles, and sagging skin. So we've got your epidermis, the outer layer of your skin gets thinner as you age. It dries out and dehydrates faster and you produce less collagen, which is what keeps your skin plump.
Right.
Okay. The result is the fine lines and sagging skin you experience. So then that's basically a problem. Sure. And so now how do we want to frame the solution relative to that problem? But there are ways to, treat this, slow this down?
I would actually link it to the ingredients. So now we can go make a bunch of claims. But there are natural ingredients that help slow down or even reverse this process. You could say that.
What if we said it stronger than that? Like we've formulated our products to slow down this process with like 100% completely natural products, something like that. What do you think?
I like that, but I would say instead of 100% completely natural products, you do 100% completely natural, whole ingredients.
Whole ingredients, great. Okay, so I think we need to tighten this section a little bit more, which is not a pun. Okay, so.
I think you have to lose a little bit of the info. I think you have to, like, honestly, the collagen, we probably have the worst answer to. So like, I think we've just probably like just dropped that.
So here's my response to that is, that's an edit, that's a variation, not an edit. So my approach to doing these ads is always to put every bit of information I possibly can in there. If I want in the edit process, what I'll typically do is launch with a bunch of hook variations. And then once I have a hook winner, then I'll go create cutdowns and see if I can move through the information faster. So you may still change that, but I almost always like say yes to the information. Okay, so... But I still think we're not tight enough here. It's not a mystery why you experience fine lines, no pun intended, not tight enough. Fine lines, wrinkles, and bags under your eyes as your skin ages. Here's the reason why this happens. I think maybe we need to start off a little bit differently than that. We might want to say we know why this happens. Is there a better way to address the issue from the start? Maybe that even nods towards, like, maybe it's like if you're experiencing fine lines, wrinkles, and bags under your eyes as your skin ages, we don't want to say that's normal probably. We want to say, I mean, it is, but we want to say probably, you know how frustrating it can be or something like that? Or how do people experience this?
Yeah, I mean, frustrating maybe in a lot of ways, nostalgic is the emotion for a skin that wasn't this way, you know? But frustrated or is an emotion that can come from that.
That's because, let's see. If you're experiencing fine lines, wrinkles, bags under your eyes as your skin ages.
I want to take like the nourishment angle and say that many of the fine lines, wrinkles, and bags under your eyes are explained by lack of nourishment for what mature skin needs or what maturing skin needs.
I think that's really good. Okay, so here's how we just reframed it. I really like that. If you're experiencing fine lines, wrinkles, and bags under your eyes as your skin ages, it's because your skin isn't getting the nourishment maturing skin needs. Okay, now again, you may go back and that's a little wordy, but like—
Super tighten, yeah.
Yeah, right. And just try to say that more directly.
But what I like about this is we instead of like spending like 30 seconds literally being like, we know why aging happens and explaining that to people because they don't care. We get into the solution faster. So like, because now instead of just listing epidermis dries out, this happens. I think you can even just say your epidermis dries out. And that means that it needs more hydration and more moisturizing than younger skin does.
Okay.
And that's true. So you're getting into the solution a lot faster.
So what if we say this? It isn't getting the nourishment maturing skin needs. As you age, your epidermis gets thinner. It dries out and dehydrates faster. And the fine lines, wrinkles, and we can get rid of the collagen part. Let's keep it. You produce less collagen. And the result is the frustrating fine lines, wrinkles, and sagging skin.
There you go.
Okay. So that's still a lot. That still agitates the problem a little bit more than you're suggesting, but I actually like that. And the same thing I would say, you could cut that if you wanted in an edit of this.
That's fair. Like my instinct is to like pull out a problem like this and say, here's your epidermis gets thinner, it dries out, you dehydrate faster, and then solve it right there. Like I want my instinct would be to solve point B once you introduce it. And you might be right. Agitating might work better.
Well, what I think is that, especially if the customer has some education around this, they might have, especially with the collagen thing, like they might've heard about this and understand it. And sometimes I think sort of commiserating over the problem builds some trust. It says to the person, like, listen, we're expressing clearly that we know what this problem is. Okay. And maybe what we do is say, so I don't necessarily disagree. And I think, again, I think what you have there is a variation. Like, you could be right about that. It's really hard for me to guess what's the case, but I would just create a variation there where you essentially have somebody read all of this stuff and then just one of the edits, this is some of the stuff that you're cutting when you go to a shorter form. Okay.
And so would you can still follow that with this idea of, go ahead.
So now I would probably say something like, this is well known and skincare problems. I would say this is well known and skincare brands have been trying to solve this for years. The problem is that they do it with harsh synthetic chemicals loaded with water and preservatives, something like that. Okay. Now, again, that might be like a little over the top, but that's the basic idea that I would think of next.
I don't think it's over the top.
You don't think so?
I know. Like, we're talking about people that put Botox in their face.
Right.
There's many of our customers have previously done that.
Like, of course.
Literally like toxic.
Right.
So to say that it's harsh chemicals and loaded with water and preservatives, like, it's not at all. An exaggeration for skincare.
Yeah. And so maybe what we say is, and that's not what I want to put on my face. Maybe we say, that's not what I want to put literally on my face, you know? Or maybe we even say, that's not what I want to slather literally on my face. And, you know, again, you could think about how you do final wordsmithing there, but you get the idea. Now, the only thing is, actually, I want to stay away from the first person. This is a big kick I'm on recently. But so I said, that's not what I want to slather on my face. So maybe we
want
to say
that's probably not what you want to slather on your face. You
know? Exactly. But who wants to slather and who really wants to slather that on their face? Okay. Okay. Then we could go to the solution. Now we've kind of really agitated the problem. So now we can go to the solution, which would be Bamboo Earth solution. Here, I'm going to just kind of put that in bold. Bamboo Earth solution is truly natural skincare. So I'm going to put this in italics because it's probably not actually script, but it's just sort of a marker of what we want to do here. So, okay. So now we have to say there's a better way in so many words. How do we say that, Dave? How do we say there's a better way? Like, but what if you could have, so what if instead you could have truly effective skincare products that were formulated with 100% completely natural whole ingredients? Yeah. What do you think about that?
I like that. The interesting thing is, like, you introduced two different problems, and this is true. Both of those are problems that we have to solve as our brand position.
Aging and synthetic ingredients.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And so you just quickly answered the synthetic ingredient one. Honestly, I sat back because I wanted to see what order you did things in.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. You introduced both problems and then you introduced the solution to the second problem. And the thing I've been jumping at and dying to do for the last 5 minutes is answer I wanted to see how your brain worked through this.
Yeah.
I was dying to answer the aging question. And so, like, you know, protecting your moisture barrier, rehydrating your skin, giving it a deeper, more intense hydration, that's literally in the name of one of our products.
Yes.
Are ways that you nourish your skin.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah.
And prevent premature aging. And that's loaded in the products. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. So what if we then actually went problem solution, problem number two, solution number two? So what if we went?
That's what my instincts were. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. Okay. So let's actually go back up. So this is what we're getting at right now. Is that this is, I think, the hardest work of these ads. Once we do all of this, I bet you and I can bang out hooks in 4 seconds.
Oh,
we can get five hooks to test on the front of this. The hardest work of this is communicating clearly and in a way that makes sense. Because what you just hit on is that getting all of the information right in the right order is actually a significant challenge. Mm-hmm. Because now you have to think about, wait a minute, do I want to now say the problem is that the current solutions for this in the market are bad? Or do I want to say, we know the solution for this. The solution is hydrating, right? Let's follow your instinct for a second because you're in the brand, okay? And let's say, after talking about the dried out, dehydrating skin that results in the problems that people are experiencing, now let's talk about the solution to that. And the solution, and then we'll come back and we'll say the problem is most skincare brands that offer the solution do it with the synthetics that you slather on your face. So we'll go problem, solution. Okay. So let's do solution number one, essentially. So let's actually label this way. And what I would, again, actually probably do if I was you is I would start creating versions of this explainer that attempt to handle these in various ways, right? So, like, we're going to create one version of it right now, but the truth is that you can go back and do this exercise 5 times and think about rearranging the
material. You could do problem, solution, right?
Correct. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Aging skin. Okay, so that's what we're going to call. Problem number one is aging skin. solution number one. So what is the solution? Since you are the person who knows skincare here better than I do. Yeah. I haven't been in Bamboo for a little while now.
Yeah. So the solution is, well, first of all, like restoring hydration in your skin. So deeply hydrating your skin.
Okay. Okay, great. So what we have then is so as you age, your epidermis gets thinner. It dries out, dehydrates faster. You produce less collagen. The result is the frustrating fine lines, wrinkles, and sagging skin. The solution, I agree, let's get rid of the collagen. Because if we're going to go to hydration, collagen needs to go away.
Right. Okay. And so one quick thing. So like to me, the solution is, and very often, like one of the brand statements we used to have and use a lot is like restoring your skin to its natural state. And that's actually a really like good headline that plays into like our approach, which is it's going to rehydrate your skin by giving these products that deeply hydrate, right? Like our mist and our cactus concentrate. And then we're going to protect your natural moisture barrier, or what some people call like good oils on your skin. Like people know that stripping all of your oils is bad. They know that roughly. But then we protect that and let essentially restore your skin to its natural state. We nourish it and restore it to its natural state. So that those are the kind of like two things I would try to communicate typically, just to kind of lay it all out there for you.
Okay. Okay. So that's good. So it dries out and dehydrates faster. The result is freshening fine lines. So the solution is actually simple. You need to rehydrate your skin as it ages, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Your body. Okay. Gosh, now we got to get into oils and skin, which is what you just started to unpack. Right, and I think you're right about that. Let's see. Now I'm starting to wonder if going straight to solution number one is a problem. So maybe you can help me out here. What do we need to do? What information do we need to include right here that was relevant to the product?
What do you mean exactly? Like, are we talking ingredients?
So let's unpack the solution. Yeah, right. It might be ingredients. It might be you need to rehydrate your skin as it ages, or you need to hydrate. Maybe you need to help your skin naturally rehydrate as it ages. What's the way to say that?
I actually think the idea of like helping your skin, help provide your skin with more hydration as it ages, which is true. Or you need to provide your skin with
deeper hydration.
Yes. As it ages. That's perfect.
As it ages. Yeah. Okay. You need to provide your skin with deeper hydration as it ages.
So then I would break this down into two parts. And that means basically using products that rehydrate your skin. And
that's why people use skincare products, right? Want to hydrate our, that's what, let's see. You want to rehydrate your skin. Okay. Does that work?
Well, what I was going to break this down into is you want to rehydrate your skin and then you want to protect your skin long-term. So that,
okay, great. Okay. You want to
hydrate and protect.
Okay. You want to rehydrate your skin and you want to protect it over the long term. What is it? What are we protecting it from?
What you're protecting is your natural moisture barrier is the way to say it.
You protect your skin's
natural moisture barrier.
And you need to, help protect. Let's see. Help protect your skin's natural moisture barrier over the long term. So do we want to say anything about the natural moisture barrier in the problem section here? So if your skin dries out and dehydrates faster, is that in part because of we want to say if we move up, like as your epidermis gets thinner, it dries out and dehydrates faster, and your skin's natural moisture barrier is less effective or something?
No, actually one of the ways that people most commonly strip their natural moisture barrier is with other products.
That's what I'd figure.
Is with harsh soaps or chemicals. So like a lot of like foaming cleansers will strip this
Okay. So what if we actually bring in the protecting your skin's natural moisture barrier under the harsh chemicals part? So what if we say, that's why people use skincare products. You want to rehydrate your skin. And then we say, now we go to problem number two, which is harsh synthetic skincare products. Okay. And so what we could do then is say, so let's say the solution's simple. You need to provide your skin with deeper hydration as it ages. That's why people use skincare products. You want to rehydrate your skin. What many people don't realize though.
Do you really? Finish your thought.
People don't realize though is that those products often work directly against long-term hydration of your skin or something like that.
Long-term skin health.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Long-term, let's call it health and hydration. Health and hydration. Okay, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I forgot. I was like, I'll know because it's written. I'll let you write your sentence and then I forgot. Solution is simple. That's why people use skincare products. You want to rehydrate your skin. Oh, instead of saying that's why people use skincare products, don't you want to say something about because you're being kind of generic. Yeah. You're not really even making a claim that we rehydrate your skin.
Yeah.
So like instead of saying that's why people use skincare products, I'd say you want to rehydrate your skin. That's why we formulated our collection with nature's strongest. Yeah. I mean, like prickly pear seed oil is what we use in cactus concentrate. which is like literally from a cactus to survive the harshest conditions in nature and rehydrate your skin, as opposed to like, that's why people use skincare products. Like, it feels like we should connect to us more. No,
I actually disagree with you here. I see what you're saying, but I think that what we're essentially doing is, because this is true, this is why people use skincare products. They know about this problem to some degree, but what we need to say is, because we're talking to somebody who is already using skincare products, we need to say, stop using the ones you're using. Use ours instead. They are better for this reason. And so I think what we need to do is introduce ours as a better solution to the skincare products they're already using. But to do that, we have to first take some time to hammer away at those skincare products that they're already using. So I think this is like agitation, basically.
So this is where you and I would, and I'm 100% fine to do this outline like this. This is where you and I think through this problem slightly differently. And you say long form and I say long form, and they mean different things to us, because to me, I think long form like just keeps solving their problem. But I'm so eager to solve this freaking problem in the first 5 or 10 seconds. And you're like, let's keep the narrative so that we're queuing it up. And that is genuinely a difference in the way each of us would have produced this ad. I would have gotten to the solution way faster.
If you are manufacturing products in China, you are almost certainly leaving savings on the table if you are not working with a true supply chain expert who can help you dial in your supply chain, find savings in all kinds of places I promise you are not thinking about. Places like exchange rates, thinking about blanket POs to take advantage of exchange rates, thinking about freight forwarding so that you know how to get your products from China to your warehouse for cheaper. There are options and you're not thinking about them. And there are savings there and you're not thinking about them. And all that money, every time you make savings in those places, it goes straight to the bottom line of your business or fuels more customer acquisition because you have more margin and you can run your ads a little bit hotter. It is just one of the key parts of running a great D2C brand is continuing over time to chip away at your margins. High margins in D2C is a superpower, and the people who can guide you to saving money at an incredibly reasonable cost are my friends at More Supply Chain, More Fractional Supply Chain, who will help you as fractional supply chain leaders in your business to go hunt down and find those savings. They take their many years of experience running e-commerce supply chains and apply them to your business from where they are in the Philippines. So it is very reasonably priced. You get incredibly incredible talent, high quality talent in your business. If you are listening to this ad right now and you have not listened to my interview with Laura Guevara from More Supply Chain and More Staffing, go back, go check that out. It's a couple episodes ago. Link is in the show notes as well. If you want a sense of what is possible in your supply chain, if you're manufacturing in China, especially, because she is an incredible guide to that. She talks through a lot of that in the episode. You get the idea. The point is there are savings in your supply chain. You can get them and you can get a great deal on them by using the code AJF20 when you go to morenow.co to work with my friends at More Supply Chain. Morenow.co, go talk to them there, and they will get you what you need, 20% off the first 3 months when you use that code AJF20. Go to morenow.co and save on your supply chain. All right, Dave, we were just talking, but you look different. What happened? Did you go change?
Yeah, I changed real quick. Sweaty with anticipation over the script here.
Yeah, good. Okay, little interruption here because Dave and I were working on this and had allotted a certain amount of time to do this ad. And I foolishly thought, oh, this will be take about an hour, no problem, probably less, just knock it out. But as with all things in my life, I've talked for longer than expected. So Dave and I are back. We're back at it after taking a couple day break, clearing our heads and coming back to it. And so we're in the middle of this conversation. And it's funny, after we hung up, Dave, you and I very quickly said, is this right? Are we doing the right order of problem and solution? We've kind of landed on this place where we've got the layout, and I'm gonna pull back up the screen share here. So if you are listening, you should be following still the same, but if you're watching, I'm gonna pull the screen share back up. We've gotten to this place where we've started to think about sort of essentially problem in the body of this ad. Problem number one is the aging skin problem. Solution number one, you need deep hydration to combat aging skin, basically. And then what Dave, you and I, what we were talking about after we kind of hung up and we're sort of kicking around if we need to revisit this, and this is where we'll pick back up here, is, and especially with a couple of days to think about, it's kind of interesting, is do you go from here into the problem of alternative solutions to this, which would be basically to say, because remember we started with this idea that Babyworth is not just skincare, but it is natural whole skincare. And so part of the thing we're selling here is that Bamboo Earth is better than other skincare products. We're not trying to convince someone to use skincare. We're trying to take somebody who uses skincare and say, this is better. And if you're frustrated with your options, this is something that's better for you. Okay. So my thought here initially was to go to problem two, basically. So we say the solution is deep hydration. And now we introduce problem number two, which is that many of the products that people use to try to solve that problem actually work against that problem. And they're harsh for your face and all kinds of things. And then we come in and introduce solution number two. Now this would delay for quite some time the idea of actually getting to Bamboo Earth as the ultimate solution for this problem, but maybe that is okay. So I don't know, Dave, do you want to like talk through kind of where your head is at with this?
Yeah, I mean, when you say long form and I say long form, we both agree up front, and then the devil is in the details where we would differ in some of our approaches. So on this, my instincts are to move through that problem solution a little faster and introduce the solution with the natural elements wrapped around it. So for instance, you know, your problem is aging skin. Well, you can do that with deep hydration with these naturally proven ingredients. And so you don't even have to worry about synthetics, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe I reintroduce problem two back again, even though I've basically gone solution one, problem one, solution one, solution two. Then maybe I reintroduce problem two to put an emphasis on it and say, you know, the problem is that, you know, known existing brands or brands that use synthetic chemicals are loaded with water, preservatives, wind up stripping the oils from your face. That's why you really need natural skincare, and like reemphasize the point of natural skincare. But part of me really wants to have that natural wrapped around that first time that I'm talking about deep hydration and solving your aging skin. Partly because the thing is, like, we also always think of these things as like end-to-end narratives. But if you ever look at the kind of waterfall chart of like the watch times on these, or the number of people that are watching at each given second, maybe you have, I don't know, 5% of people watching at 30 seconds. And then when we get to the end of fully explaining natural again at 45 seconds, you're down to 3.5% of people. So you've lost, you know, a third of the people that would have tuned in to that first explanation. And you may have lost them on a click to your website and qualified them a little bit less. And so my instinct is to put that natural, or as we're calling it, solution two element wrapped around solving your aging skin problem. Andrew, you're on mute though.
Sorry, my first time ever recording a podcast, so I didn't know how to do it. So I think the waterfall chart is a good argument in favor of that. I'll tell you what's going through my head while you're saying that at the same time, which is that one of my beliefs about explainer content is that it works because it's clear, and that it works through the information in a way that actually makes sense. And that for that small subset of your customer who is actually going to buy, and this is so important to remember with these ads, right? Is it like a good click-through rate on Facebook is like, you know, a little better than 1%. You get the 2%, you're crushing, right? And so that means 1 out of 100 people, something like that, are going to click. And then of that group who does that, now it's only another, you know, 4% or 6% or whatever it is who actually buy. And that means that it's now you're dealing with, let's call it 5% of 1%. And so so you're actually not speaking to everybody. You're actually not speaking to all of these people. You're speaking to a very small subset of the people who are going to get served this ad. And that's the thing that people underestimate. And the reason why people worry about it being too long and all those things is that, like, you actually aren't talking to all the people who are going to drop off in the ad. That's fine. Let them drop off. Right. Now, that's also going to be the case that this ad is going to have the words Bamboo Earth somewhere around it. And so maybe if they know that or something, then it is going to kind of have some idea. But I do see your point. And so I'm kind of two minds about this. I think it's really hard. Probably what I would actually do here is I would make two versions. I would make one that introduces the product earlier in the body. And then I would make another one, the education, where we kind of draw out the explanation here the way that I'm suggesting that we do it. And that would actually be my total recommendation here. It's like, don't, you know, I say this to my creative team all the time. Variations, not edits. Don't sit here and debate which one is going to work. Just make both. And you can do that. So we will make one of them today. And you can decide from here if you want to. If you want to go rearrange another version with the more Dave instinct and see which works. And ultimately, I don't really care. I mean, I just have so little ability. You know, we talked about this earlier, but I have so little ability to predict which one is actually going to be right. You know, so if it's not going to be a massive additional load of recording and editing, then I would say make both.
I was going to debate it here, but I was going to make them anyway. Like, we could debate it, but I was going to make it anyway. Yeah,
great.
That was already happening, Andrew.
You should. Yeah. You should follow your instinct on this. And this is one of those things where it's like, you could do a lot of research and think about it and go find the right way to do it. But at some point, your instinct is just go use it. Just go follow it. My instinct could be wrong. Who knows? Okay, so let's go. Let's do mine, because you got me on the podcast, and then you can go make your own on your own. You don't need me for that.
Yep.
Okay, so let's just kind of follow this line through. So aging skin, you've experienced fine lines, wrinkles, bags under your eyes, as your skin ages. It's because your skin isn't getting the nourishment it needs. The primary issue there is dehydration. We introduce a solution, which is deep hydration. And then we say that's why people use skincare products. You want to rehydrate your skin. Except what many people don't realize is that those products often directly work directly against long-term skin health. What were we going to say?
There's one thing we left out of the solution. It's actually the solution. Deep hydration is important. There was two parts of this, is like rehydrate your skin or deep hydration, and then protect your skin ongoing. And it's important because the way you frame solution two is actually around that protection long term.
Okay, so let's clarify that. So the solution, simple, you need to provide your skin with deeper hydration as it ages, then protect
Your natural moisture barrier.
Protect your skin's natural moisture barrier. Okay, great. So then you protect your skin's natural moisture barrier. Okay, now that actually makes me think. Okay, well, that's fine. That's why people use skincare products. You want to rehydrate your skin.
Yep.
What many people don't realize, though, is that those products, could we say something like, oh, what if we put this into a person's experience? So if you've ever experienced short-term good results with your skincare, but then it stops working fast or something, or like irritation or something, like, what, how would people experience that?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's what I was going to actually say, is like short-term results, like they might rehydrate their skin, but like very often a lot of these cleansers are stripping those oils, which means they're losing that hydration, and actually their skin overproduces oil. So what you could wind up saying is that you see some short-term results, but have trouble maintaining them in the long term, or something to that effect.
Great.
Or your skin just dries out immediately after that, or something like that.
Great. Okay. So I'm going to say it like this. And look, many of them work, at least at first, but have you ever noticed that over more time, they often dry out your skin, or what else would they, how else would they experience it?
I mean, or your body starts overproducing oils.
Your face
starts to get oily.
Or your face starts to get super oily.
Wording, don't worry about it.
Yeah, great.
I'll come back.
Okay. And now you're back to where you started.
Yeah.
That's because, okay, so we'll say, let's arrange it like this.
If you want, a term I've used around retinol is borrowing youth from tomorrow. Like, it's like a concept of like,
that's so good.
Like a short-term gains with long-term like health or nourishment implications.
Do you want to name check retinol?
I don't, not this late in an ad. Why it's not? Super, I don't know.
Is an ingredient that people know a lot, or they've heard a lot about, right?
They have. Yeah, retinol is super popular. It's one of the rare cases where it just gets called out as an ingredient and people already know what ad you're, you know, what kind of product it is.
Right.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, you could throw it in there.
Okay, great. So let's say, okay, that's because, here, we'll get rid of this line. That's because many of those products, including some that claim to be natural, so we'll kind of seed that idea, actually use a combination of harsh synthetic chemicals, tons of water, and preservatives. Let's say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Preservatives. So maybe we won't reference retinol here. Let's see. That's because many of those products claim to be natural.
Just complicated.
Well, I guess the question is, maybe I would think of this as its own angle, sort of an anti-retinol angle, where you actually make an entire ad, where you basically take this format. This is one of the nice things about doing these, by the way, is that once you build the first one of them, you've got all the language built, and now you can sort of make it like, I actually like to build them with this outline style that I'm using here, where it's like these different little points and subpoints and their relation to each other, because now you can sort of move those sections around and plug them into different other kind of concepts. So maybe I would say that. Maybe make the angle about retinol.
We'll just say
harsh chemicals like retinol. There you go. We'll just do that. Tons of water and preservatives. And those very often help short term, but strip your skin's natural moisture barrier, your skin's moisture barrier long term.
Natural oils. That would be fine too.
Okay. Natural oils. Okay, great. So strip your skin's natural oils. Those very often help short term, but strip your skin's natural oils. We'll say this. Plus, who really wants to slather all that on their face? There you go. So now we have to like go for the hero solution here. So yeah, so we have a line already here. So solution to truly natural skincare from Bamboo Earth. Okay. And so now we're going to say, what if instead you could have truly effective skincare products that rehydrated your skin and nourished your natural moisture barrier?
I think just rehydrated and nourished your skin.
And nourished your skin. Let's say like this, nourished your skin in the short and, your skin in the short and long term, and were formulated with 100% completely natural whole ingredients. That's what Bamboo Earth is. Boom. Okay. Now here's what we have to do. So I'm going to, let's leave that section behind because it basically gets there. You may have to rewrite that transition a little bit, tighten it a little bit, but you'll get basically there. Okay. That's what Bamboo Earth is. Now, what I want to actually do here, and this is, I think, the section that is really important because, again, you could actually basically take this section we're about to write and punch it up higher in an ad if you wanted. You could do a cut down where you eliminate a lot of this stuff and get there. But this section to me is really crucial because what we're ultimately going to say is like, whatever else we've said so far, this is why this product is so much better than everything else that's on the market. Okay. So how do you want to frame what makes Bamboo Earth so good? We talked about this a little bit earlier in the notes that I put on the top of this page, but like, I think we have to unpack what we mean by natural and whole that is different than others. Natural and whole. Like I would say something like somewhere in here, this may not be where it eventually lands, but something like we are like incredibly serious when we use the word natural or something. So here's what we mean by that. So how would you unpack that?
Yeah, I mean, I would start with natural whole ingredients. So I think ingredients being natural and whole, if I were to like make the pillars of this, no water.
Yep.
And no preservatives.
Yep.
Those three things really like frame up like what you mean, you know?
So the first is,
and
the
I
first...
would even say like in a kicker, and it even comes in like glass jars and
you know, I agree. We should definitely put that in there.
Yeah.
So we're also sensitive. So let's just drop that in here. Now we're also sensitive to environmental. We also want to treat the environment well, we also want to care for the environment. Let's say care for the environment, which means we use,
well, that's actually it. It's actually both. Like people don't want their actual skincare products sitting in plastic in addition to the environment. Oh, so it's like some people care about them for different concerns.
Right, so let's do it like this. Glass bottles. Let's just do it like this. We even use glass bottles both so that we care for the environment. Let's actually put first, let's say, so that your skincare products aren't sitting in plastic.
Right.
Okay, aren't in plastic for months on end.
Aren't leaching any microplastics.
Right, aren't great. Plastic and leaching microplastics. I think that's great for months on end. And we care for the environment and aren't wasteful. There we go. Okay, great. So you honestly could even, if you wanted to show the bottles there, you could honestly could even like, say we even see some people reuse them as little vases or something like that, you know, and show there's like, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. So because people like having things that are cute and some of that. So, okay. So that's like that'll be like the last note on this. So we're incredibly serious when we use the word natural. Here's what we mean. What do we mean? Number one, whole ingredients, every ingredient in our products is totally whole or is a
whole natural ingredient.
Whole natural ingredient. That means, what does that mean? So
no synthetics.
There are zero synthetic lab-made ingredients. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Instead, there are things like what? We should name check some of them.
Raw shea butter.
Raw
organic shea butter.
Shea butter.
Yeah.
In our moisture.
I'm trying to hit
prickly pear. Do you want to say that?
Yeah, it's probably less like commonly, you know. I say organic essential oils.
Yeah.
Because we use a real wide variety of essential oils.
Okay, great. Let me ask this. So when we say whole ingredients, what you mean by the term whole? We talked about this earlier, but the term whole is that we get it from nature. Like, can we unpack that process a little bit more? What does that get me from the farm to the bottle?
Well, that's actually a phrase we use, farm to face.
That's great.
Is like,
oh, that's actually used. Here's what we mean by that. So we're incredibly serious when we use the word natural. We call it, let's say like this, we call it farm to face skincare. There we go. So we can actually cut a little section here. Let's see. That means there are zero. I actually think farm to face skincare is a good hook.
This is great. So I just used AI. I went to Bard, Google Bard, And I said, please explain to me whole ingredients versus synthetic. Just so that I'm just like looking at some kind of inspiration for this.
Yeah.
So yes, they come directly from nature without significant processing or alteration.
Okay, great. Farm face food. That means there are zero synthetics. Instead, instead our ingredients come straight from nature without any significant processing or alteration. Plus we use things like, you might need a different word than things, but we use things like raw organic shea butter in our moisturizer, organic essential oils. Anything? What else? What else should we say? What other ingredients are crucial here?
Yeah, a lot of them are, frankincense oil, coconut oil, a lot of different oils.
Yeah. Organic essential oils, we've already said. Give me one more. We could say, what about rose? Rose water? Let's see. Because I know there's, what about rosemary?
I'm trying to avoid oil because there's so many that are like prickly pear seed. Mango butter would be a good one, maybe.
Cool.
It has a different
Product is that in?
Cadence than oil. Cactus concentrate.
Okay.
In fact,
organic shea butter, organic
cactus concentrate
and mango butter and organic essential oils. Let's just say like that. That'll work.
Yeah. And we could show our cactus concentrate because that has all three of those.
What if we actually went almost product by product here? So we said not all the way through, but we said our moisturizers are made with. So we said that means our moisturizers are made with organic shea butter. And what else?
I would go back. I like you saying generic. Part of the reason why I like to stay.
Yeah, but I want the shot here. I want to be able to show each product up close.
We could show the products, but like I like you just saying that means like the brand uses 1, 2, 3 because I send them to a skin quiz and the actual products that each customer gets varies a bit.
Yeah.
Based on their skin type. So like I don't want to show them a product they fall in love with in an ad that doesn't wind up being in their kit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that there's a visual component here because you've got a bunch of B-roll, don't you, of somebody like scooping out shea butter or moisturizer and stuff like that. And people are also going to know these categories. Like, give me like three of them. I think we got to. I'm overriding you here. Our moisturizers are made.
Moisturizer.
Yeah.
Organic shea butter, mango butter, and essential oils, or something like that.
Okay, so I'm going to actually just put a note here. Cut to B-roll of each of these products as we go through them. Okay, so organic shea butter, what else?
Mango butter and essential oils.
Mango butter and essential oils. Our toner is made with...
Okay, hold on.
Rosemary? Or is it... Yeah, it's the rosemary toner, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Lavender hydrosol... Apple cider vinegar. Although that's probably the ingredient.
That's a polarizing ingredient. Yeah.
Controversial because it doesn't smell that great.
Can we say lavender? Rosemary and lavender?
Lavender. Rosemary essential oil.
Essential oil and lavender.
Witch hazel. Organic witch hazel.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a commonly searched one. Yeah.
Lavender and organic witch hazel. And our cleanser is made with what?
It's rosewater hydrosol, organic rosewater hydrosol. And I mean, there's only three ingredients in that one.
Yeah.
Vegetable glycerin and tea tree essential oil.
Okay. I'm going to just use the ones that sound the best. Tea tree essential oil, organic rosewater and tea tree essential oil. Okay, great. Right. And then we'll just rip these off. There is absolutely no water.
Right.
We'll say plain water, right? No water. Let's say water. No water, which means we also... don't need any preservatives. Don't need or use any preservatives. And we even use glass bottles so that your skincare products aren't sitting. So now we need to say the result. Okay, that's great. The results are products that are made from nature that do everything you want your skincare to do. Again, you could tweak that if you wanted to do, but are made entirely from what nature has provided us. So let's see. We actually should say they're effective.
Yes.
Okay. So the results are the result.
In fact, what I would do, the results are, I wish I could say that are products that have been proven to,
right.
But I can't until my clinical study, but I could say ingredients. The results are products. You could say products laden with ingredients proven to drive real results.
Yeah. Laden with completely natural ingredients that Drive.
I would say proven. Completely natural ingredients proven to drive real results.
Can we say that?
Yeah, the ingredients are.
Oh, proven to drive.
Because the claim is around ingredients.
Yeah, okay, great. They're
and like there's real, I have
great.
Clinical studies on ingredients. So
okay, great.
Yeah.
Completely natural product ingredients proven to drive real results. You don't have to, let's say, it's just a myth that you have to sacrifice. Let's say it like this. It's just a myth that you have to sacrifice. Nah, let's not do that. Results of products laden with completely natural. Let's do it like this. The result of products laden with completely natural ingredients, and the best part, they drive. They're proven. Oh, there is tough because it sounds like it's referencing products because the FDA concern here. And the best part, they actually do drive real. They really do drive.
Go back to natural ingredients proven because you say they. Who's the they refer to?
Well, let's say this.
That's
are a little bit handcuffing. Okay, yeah. That drive real results. Okay, great. That gets us there. Again, you may go back through this and tweak it all, but now what we've got is the body section of an ad that goes through why you experience the problems you experience, explains to them. See, and this is the whole point of this format is that you're actually just, I call it like the essay type of ad. I always think of like advertising and there's like the two different kinds of approaches to ads. One of them is like creative. That's what I call. That's what people think of for as advertising a lot of times. Like think about Liquid Death or something like that, where like everything is built around really creative ideas. I mean, Liquid Death could never do this because it's just water. So like they can't do something to say how much better their water or something. The whole thing has to be built around creative. And it's about the idea in the whole game in this is to do something that's really creative and super interesting. I think that can totally work. First of all, I am the wrong person to do that. Typically the kind of person to generate that kind of ad is actually like a creative type. You know what I mean by that. And then secondly, what I'll say is that indirect response advertising in particular, which is what we're doing, performance advertising, performance marketing, that so much of the battle is just driving clarity. And so the goal here is to just walk them through this whole process of exactly what the issue is. Here's exactly what our product does to solve the problem. We're going to be really honest about it. I always think of like Amber, who founded this brand, did all of this work. She did all of this work to formulate these products. She put real care into making it, putting it, these products together requires all of these little decisions to be made along the way. How much tea tree essential oil do I put into this? She had to make that decision at some point, and she made that decision because she wants to serve her customer well. Like I know Amber, like she's not a shyster. Like she didn't just want to make a buck. She was actually trying to think through formulating these products in a way that does this. And now all of the people at Bamboo Earth, from you all the way down through is somebody formulating these or, you know, making these products at the facility, you know, are doing that. And they're all going through these detailed instructions to make this kind of thing happen, all to serve the customer. And all we're doing is telling them about that. We're just telling the customer, we did all this work. We made all these decisions. We're doing it for you. Here's what you end up with. And so now here you go. Now let's round out the rest of the ad. Did you want to say anything about that?
No. I mean, I agree. It's actually like the video form of a sales letter.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And you even used to see people refer to in e-commerce. I don't see this language as much anymore, but the VSL, the video sales letter, you know, that whole idea was like really popular for a while in DR advertising. So, okay, let's go to the validation guarantee section. And then we're going to come back and rehook the top. Okay. So validation guarantee. So now what we have to do is go from the education to the point where we just validate that you should trust us for all of these things. So what are the different things that we can do to say that somebody should trust us? So there's a couple of them that you can do for every brand, and I should just check those. Number of orders, put the largest number you can.
Yeah. I've been recently using customers over 100,000 or 150,000.
Over 100,000, over 150,000 customers.
Yeah.
So we'd say that's why over 150,000 customers have trusted us with their face.
Yep.
With their skin. Faces has trusted us with their skin. What about number of reviews?
Yeah, 12,000 reviews.
Over
10,000 five-star reviews.
Over 10,000 five-star reviews. Okay. Do we have any PR or any third party? We've been featured anywhere? Or do we have any third party certifications?
We're actually working with EWG for certifications, Environmental Working Group, which will be a... Like I would actually put it in here and we'll collect it
because
in a month or two we'll have it and we can say that we're EWG verified. Our products are EWG
verified. That's why we've been certified or verified?
Verified.
All right. So I see. That's why our products are, let's see, over 50, let's put it here, over 10,000 five-star reviews. We're also EWG verified. Okay, anything else like that? Have we been featured anywhere?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, PR is extremely light. Yeah. But the question I would ask you about this section, if I want to provide validation, I have like hours of customer footage that we typically use in this spot for an ad.
I would probably, I typically go pretty fast here, and I also want to reduce risk. I think one thing you could do also is like show the customer footage as B-roll throughout the ad, basically to kind of imply that, show a bunch of different women putting stuff on, especially as you're talking about some of the issues related to like hydrating. Let's see. It's a little bit tricky on the aging skin deep hydration section. Yeah, you're going to be a little B-roll light on a few of these parts.
Do you ever break the VO? Like, it meaning, like...
You could. I've never tried it, but like, you could. Oh, actually, I have with Shark Tank footage. With Shark Tank footage, I've done it. Oh, I'll split between them. And you can sometimes seed lines. So if you're going to cut to another piece that is going to change the audio, you could kind of... Right. You could have the VO be something like... That's why customers say things like this, you know? And you could... Exactly. And you could do that. 150,000 customers have trusted us with their skin, and they say, they say things like this. I'll just put this in here.
Yep. Transitions.
Yeah. And we'll just note here, we'll put it in a comment, intercut, add in customer videos. Okay, great. We're also EWG verified, et cetera. And then now let's add a guarantee. So that's basically validation, but let's do the same thing. So what's the money back guarantee for Bamboo?
30-day money back guarantee.
There's also, so this is something I think always has to be in these ads. There's also absolutely no risk to you. If you aren't completely satisfied, just let us know within 30 days and we'll give you your money back within.
And one other thing.
With absolutely zero questions asked.
One other thing that is surprisingly common is also just, it's worth reiterating that like, this is a one-time purchase that there's no subscription attached because like, even on our landing pages, like you've seen our custom mini kits, but like people will an FAQ that we have to answer is this a subscription? It just says add to cart. There's no like subscription language, but they've been through so many subscription funnels that I actually think is worth.
What if we did this? Let's see. So and we're not going to. And no, we won't like force you into a subscription you don't care about or something.
Right, right.
You don't want. In fact, that's a nice transition into the offer. So now let's go to the offer. And what I want to do for the offer here is say something to the effect of, if you're ready to try truly natural skincare that really does work or that really is effective for yourself, you can get 2-week trial, is it? Okay, now I know people might take the other offer, but I think you want to make the bar as low as possible here for entry.
Yeah.
You can get a 2-week trial for yourself. 2-week trial. 2-week trial of a completely custom, and people are so familiar with skin quizzes, so I think this would be fine. Of a completely custom kit designed for your specific skin type. When you take our quiz, when you take the quiz, take the short quiz on our site, plus you'll get, and what's the offer? How much off?
It's 20% off.
Plus you'll get 20% off when you order, when you order. All you have to do is follow the link in this ad, take the quiz, and order today. Something like that.
Yeah. And I'd probably write like 2 or 3 versions. Like right now we're giving a free iDuo on the full size.
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's a little bit complicated to work in on some of those.
How and about like, this? Or if you're ready to go straight to the 3-month supply, we'll include our iDuo.
Completely free.
What does the iDuo do? What does the iDuo do in half a sentence?
Moisturize and revive your tired eyes.
Yeah, to moisturize and revive your tired eyes completely free. That's a $100 value?
$118.
It's a $118 value. Great. Okay. So all you so follow the link in this ad, take the quiz, and try Bamboo Earth for yourself today. Great. Okay. That is the explainer ad. Sections 2, 3, and 4 are done. I will tell you, like I said, you know, we did this all live. So go back through. I think beef things up where you need to. If you need to take, if our solution 2 section here is too short. And by the way, like just for somebody watching or listening, I don't always go in this problem 1, solution 1, problem 2, solution 2. That's not the magic of the format or anything like that. It happens to be that we have to not only sell the effectiveness, but our naturalness relative to other ingredients here in this particular product. And therefore, we are having both these sections. Imagine a world where skincare products didn't exist, but people had this concern about bags under their eyes. I would basically completely eliminate the naturalness section unless I made it kind of a little add-on, because all I would be selling is the effectiveness. We can solve your problem, right? Something like that. In this case, though, we don't, I mean, you know, we're in a very competitive market. People have seen a lot of different stuff. So we want to say, here's what differentiates us. So that's what we've done here. Now, all we have to do left is go hook these. So again, just a reminder, the way this ad will look and feel is talking head mixed with B-roll, and we can use both. When you go to record it, here's the beautiful thing. Somebody can record this pretty quickly, and when they do, if they make a mistake, if their eyes wander in a weird way over the teleprompter or whatever, no problem. Just have them keep going, start over. You can patch all the footage together. They don't have to get it right in one take. Just get each little section at a time. You can patch all the footage together. Any of the places where, like I said, their eyes wander, anything like that, no big deal at all. You just throw B-roll over that, right? So it makes it really easy in the edit process, because you don't need someone to act really at all. You don't need someone to be good. A lot of times what I see people do is just the founder records this, and they just sometimes on their computer recorded horizontally with a teleprompter, like I said, and then you just like be able to cut it vertically, right? So if you're watching this podcast right now, the way I'm standing in the middle of the screen, you could easily just imagine cutting bars right here, and now you've got vertical video with my video really easily. So you can make that 9x16 square, whatever. So now you've got all that. The last thing we have to do though is build in hooks. And what I see repeatedly happen with these ads is that the ad will generally work in a lot of ways, except one version of the ad drastically works a lot better than the others. And now we want to add multiple hooks so that we can launch them all at the same time and let Meta figure out which one is actually capturing attention the best and also capturing the right person's attention the best, right? And those are two different problems, but we'll design hooks for all of them. So, okay, you look like you're going to say something while I was talking there, but no. Okay. All right.
No.
Okay. So we have a few hooks so far. Now let's get there. I like to go between 4 and 6. That's a little bit because of the fact that I tend to build my ad sets with no more than 6 ads per ad set. So it just kind of makes it convenient. You could throw 6 into one ad set. That was some old Meta documentation somewhere said no more than 6 ads per ad set in a BAU campaign. So like I just do that. I actually don't even know if that's like a real thing or not, but it's just what I've done for a while. In any case, that has led me to 6. And one of them is going to say, we're going to say no hook, basically straight to the body is going to be one of the hooks. So essentially one version of this ad is going to go straight into the education section. And you can actually imagine this working, right? Imagine this starting on, if you're experiencing fine lines,
very good hook.
Right? If you're experiencing fine lines, wrinkles, and bags under your eyes as your skin ages, it's because your skin, there you go. Boom. That actually might get us to the product faster too. Okay. And so hook number one from there is going to be, so just, try that. That almost always is the case when you go write these, like straight into it often works. It's rarely my lowest performing one because you just direct and go, there you go. Okay, hook one, we already talked about this earlier, but everyone wants natural skincare products to address aging, but they just don't work. Okay, that kind of works with our ad now. You may need to go rework that. Hook two, everyone wants natural skincare products, but they just don't work. So what I often...
Which doesn't really get aging as the problem. Like the first problem and solution is aging.
Yes,
So that's my problem with that hook.
Okay, so what I'd probably want to do is actually unpack each of these a little bit. So we have to now bridge these into the actual body. So let's do that really quickly. Everyone wants natural skincare products to address aging, but they just don't work. And then we'll say, right, that's what. So like the idea here is that like it's sort of counter positioning, right? Natural skincare products don't work, right? That's the thing. Now we're gonna say wrong. We could even say it like right. No, that's not right. And in fact, a lot of the products people think are helping their skin are actually working against their skin or are actually harming their skin in the long term. And so maybe you'd say something like this: to understand why You need to know why your skin presents signs of aging in the first place. Okay. Something like that. Again, Dave, I'll leave it to you to go kind of tighten this as you see fit. But, and that would then lead us to, if you're experiencing fine lines, wrinkles, and bags under your skin as your eyes age, it's because your skin is getting the nourishment it needs. There you go. Again, you may also go back through as you write these hooks and like slightly tweak some of the body language to make it all fit together a little bit better. Okay. Should we cut hook two, you think? You want to just get rid of it?
Let me just say a hook before I forget it. If you're experiencing fine lines and wrinkles, these are clues that your skin isn't getting the nourishment it needs.
Okay. These are clues that your skin isn't getting the nourishment.
And I may have to say may not be getting the nourishment. Yeah. I may have to tone that down for claim reasons, but like, but the idea, I was trying to think of something that leads with like your problem.
Yeah.
And then talks about nourishment or talks about, you know, the care that we're going to give it.
Yeah.
And cause so that'll frame things up really, really nice.
You may have to go from, you may have to actually write this as like almost an alternative problem one. And for this edit, go straight into solution one here. But that's again, what I always do in this process. And just for the sake of continuing to illustrate this for someone watching, right. Is like, now I'm going to write these hooks with reference to the body. And then when I go give this to somebody reading it or editing it or anything like that, I'm just going to actively note clearly how I want these things to fit together. You may have to do some work to like clarify those things, but just essentially read them all the way through. Like, so jump from hook three into the body and just make sure that it makes sense. Basically sometimes too, like you'll get a round of these back from an editor and you'll be like, ah, that didn't work as well as I thought it would. I need to go rejigger this, you know, whatever. So there you go. Okay. So I'll leave that there. Okay, hook two. So do we want to cut hook two? Everyone wants natural skin first, but they just don't work?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I do. Especially because that goes to the wrong problem solution. And I think the main thing that typically works is going after your skincare problem less so than the, you know,
than natural the alternative products. Problem. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so let's take hook two. There are truly natural. We probably want to capitalize it. There are natural whole skincare products that actually work. And to understand why, you need to understand why your skin ages in the first place. Actually, that's it. We don't need to add anything to that. So that just goes hook two straight into problem one. Okay. Farm to face skincare. That's a concept. I actually love this idea. Okay. This hook would be basically to say there's a level of naturalness in skincare products that is much higher and more serious than what a lot of people think of, right? That's what we're trying to say here, right? We call it farm to face skincare. Farm to face skincare is interesting as a phrase that we'd probably want to move it very early in the video. Like farm to face skincare is probably the thing we want to think of as like, as the hook, basically that phrase. So we need a phrase here.
It's very, very easy to start from this hook and write a whole nother video because like you could very easily write this about how you may like that. I ran a survey, like why people are disappointed with prior skincare that they've tried. And one of the reasons is that it wound up actually not being very good for me. And so like basically disappointed experience with something natural is like a great where that opens the door to like, well, let's talk about what is truly natural. So it'd be very easy to write a hook here that creates a totally new body. So I think if we're going to take this in the context of the video that we're making here, you want to keep the primary about the hook that is about aging, like the aging and the signs of it, fine lines, wrinkles, tired eyes, sagging skin. Those are the things that you want to focus on, or even the word premature aging. And then you're going to solve that with something like farm to face and use that as like a way to qualify that it is extremely natural.
So I think that's right in one respect. I also just think the phrase is great. And like in some respect, I just think we want to have it early in the video. And because it's just kind of a compelling phrase, like I really like it. I think like, I actually think you should run some still image ads that say like farm to face skincare and that's it. You know, something like that because
try it.
Yeah, right. Low cost of trying it. So,
experience
farm to face skincare, something like that. Some people also might think that sounds gross. Like, I don't know, you know, but yeah. So I just started writing while you were talking, you've eaten at a farm to table restaurant. Yeah. What if you could have farm to face skincare? That's what we call Bamboo Earth. I don't know if I love that. I might try it as.
See my problem with that is problem one and solution one is basically like you made like a new video.
No, you just have to bridge it. Like, so yeah, but all you do is you just make it so there's like a part D&E here. So it's like So you just say like, the best part is that there is that our products are really effective, and to understand how that can be, you just need to know why you experience signs of aging in the first place. Something like that. And now we've bridged our way there. I think you, I want to keep moving for the sake of time, but I'm going to just like,
sure.
I'm just going to like highlight this soft yellow and say like, I think you should do something. Like one version of this actually could be like, could be literally just like somebody is saying from the start, like, this is farm to face skincare, holding up a bottle. And I actually really like as a hook, somebody holding up a bottle as a general rule, because I like doing that because it puts the product there right away. And I'm just going to tell you, this is great. My mother-in-law just walked in because she heard me talking about this, and with a piece of paper that says "From Nature to Nurture for Your Skin." I think it's pretty good. Nice. There you go.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So yeah, but farm to, I think somebody holding up a bottle like this is, we call this farm to face skincare.
Right.
It puts the product front and center in a way that I think is really interesting and compelling. That's the point. Here, let's see this. Holding up a bottle. Let's see. We call this farm to face skincare. I might even like put those words on the screen in big letters, something like that.
Right.
Just like,
I'm a big fan of doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Just like, there's something here where it's just like, just make it so people cannot miss the thing that you're saying. Okay. My mother-in-law is a Bamboo Earth customer, by the way. So that works too. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. She's a fan. All right. So we got your fine lines and wrinkles one. Hook four, if you're experiencing fine lines and wrinkles, is a clue that your skin isn't getting the nourishment it needs. Yep. Now you've got a, I'm going to put another note here for you, which is to say like, bridge this to section two below, probably. Okay. Any other hooks?
Mm-hmm.
Let's come up with one.
So
more.
You would go, if you're experiencing fine lines and wrinkles, clues, blah, 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 you'd bridge that right to section two. So you'd skip. Oh, I see. Because it's basically already.
Yeah. You have to wordsmith more, but we've kind of already gotten that with essentially the non-hook hook and all of that. Okay. Let's actually do one more. And this will be the last one. And this is one of my favorite things to always do with these hooks. And I just call this like the be as straightforward as you possibly can hook. This is like kind of a control, but it's like it would be the thing here would be like Bamboo Earth natural skincare is whole natural skincare. It says again, I'm just repeating the phrase, but we have to say like, is whole natural skincare that is incredibly effective for treating signs of aging your skin.
Yeah.
So again, I'm going to highlight that yellow. You need to go rephrase that. But the basic idea is I'll put this here, hook five, the super straightforward hook. The idea here is like to go straight in on what the core value proposition is from the jump. And this partly solves your concern about earlier. Again, I would have the person holding up a bottle for this because you just want to show it right away. And this solves the concern about like getting to the product too late. Something like that. Okay.
My biggest concern being like the qualifying, like, because like if I spend too long talking about like natural and then I'm at like second 15, that's the first time I say aging.
Right.
I'm getting a lot of people in this funnel that aren't aging. So I like having the things qualify up front in the hook. So yeah, that's a good control.
Okay. I think we've hit everything that you gave me in your notes. I'm looking back through the product info and the customer info that we started this podcast talking about. No preservatives. Let's see. Do we need to mention the word parabens as something that's not in there?
Usually I don't when I just say no preservatives at all, because it's not worth like naming all the preservatives that aren't in there, but you could, I know you're a fan of adding that detail. It's a buzzword and people might not know what parabens are.
Right. I was thinking about this. Yeah. So parabens are preservatives. I don't know what they are. Are they preservatives?
Right. They are. Yeah. And they're used as a preservative.
Okay. Great. We don't need or use any preservatives or parabens. Great. You just throw the word in there though.
Yeah.
I don't think so we said natural's overused, so you have to be specific. We accomplished being specific below by referencing some of the products specifically with some of the specific, you know, the farm to face and some of the specific ingredients.
Yep.
Natural, but it actually works. It needs to be convenient.
That I'm not sure that is more like a product development ethos. I don't know like they assume it's convenient until you demonstrate otherwise, I guess. They assume it's like other skincare they've tried.
Yeah, so
I'm
not sure we have to specify. Yeah, I agree. I wonder if there's something in here when you go to this validation section where you've got where you've got people putting it on, where part of the video you pull there is people talking about how much they love the smell and just the experience of putting it on. Cause I know you have video of that. Cause the sensory Tons. Element of skincare, I think, is a real thing. And yeah. people treat it like it's like a at-home spa treatment, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what I would put there. Like make somebody get to that section. I think that's actually a good idea to use that sort of video of customers there so that you can get to that section and have people going like, ooh, I want to experience that, you know?
We use a lot of it, and there's like four things that the video tells the customer that are really hard for us to say. It's one is like they can say it really works, like in their own voice, and people believe that more so than like, you know, officially from the brand. They can see the woman's face, and, you know, for like it or not, they're going to see their face and go, oh, they have really nice skin in their 40s or their 50s or whatever. And then the two other things are like smell, feel, texture, like sensory. They can explain that in a way that, oh, and I just love the way it smells. Yeah. Like what's a narrator going to do?
Yeah.
You know, like they can't really explain that in a way that makes people believe it.
Yeah. All right. I think we've done it. I think we've got a long form explainer here. I think you're right. I think you should go make another version of this that follows your instincts a little bit more. I think you should play with some like the anti-retinol angle is a good idea, where you basically mm-hmm. take these blocks of content that we've now created and start piecing them together and then adding a little stuff around there. The other thing I'll tell you is like when you go to make this, make sure to mention before you send it to an editor what B-roll you have in mind, if you have it in mind for any specific places. And really think about how you can use B-roll to illustrate these points. I also will often use B-roll just in places where it's just too much talking head. So like it's just at some point, just cut the product just because you just kind of can't have too much product in the video. The talking head's not really doing any of the work. And in your case, you may even have, because you have an actress, even have the actress putting it on at some point, you know, like
there could be we have a ton of that.
Yeah. Or maybe when you do the moisturizer or the videos of the products, you have her like actually saying, okay, here's the shea butter, here's the petite grain, and whatever. You could do all kinds of stuff, or she's talking and you cut to B-roll for doing that, you know, whatever. So there's a lot of ways to do that. And just as you think of those things, add them in comments, I'll put them in a different color sometimes in here so that somebody can just kind of take this document and then go work with it.
Right.
Okay. That's it. Do you have anything to promote after all this? At Dave Recook on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter. Buy some natural skincare. Yeah. I just spent 3 hours explaining to you why it's good.
Yeah.
Longest highest CPM I've ever paid.
Yeah. We will. If any of these work, we'll have to do a follow-up about the results to talk about it. You know, it might not. Who knows? Long-form explainers, in my experience, have a high hit rate, but not a 100% hit rate. And so it might not work.
Right.
And so we'll see. All right. Great. Dave, thanks so much for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm excited to get this made.
Yeah. Me too.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, that was a monster of an episode. Way longer than I expected to have, but I hope it was helpful to you. I wanted to just show you in real time how I end up putting these ads together, and Dave was so gracious to give me his time and his brand to go work on it with, and we will definitely let you know what the results are when we get them. And so that'll probably be a little ways down the road, but we'll get them hopefully soon and let you know. Make sure to subscribe to my channel on Facebook, to my podcast, anything we can do. Even if we get results in super quick, I'll drop a little 5-minute bonus episode at some point that just says, here's what the results of the ad are. If they're particularly good, particularly bad, whatever, that's the risk of doing things in real time. It might not work. Who knows? But I'm excited about seeing what happens. So as always, I appreciate so much you listening, you watching. Please do subscribe wherever you are listening or watching this show. It is really helpful to me. And I especially appreciate it if you would be willing to share this with somebody with whom it would be, or for whom it would be useful. That is always the number one way you can say thanks. It's the way many people discover podcasts that they like. And so I'd be grateful for that. I also would love if you would go check out my friends at More Supply Chain, who will help you dial in your supply chain, especially if you're manufacturing in China. It's just an absolute no-brainer to reach out to them. Make sure to go reach out to them. Go to morenow.co to find More Supply Chain. And at morenow.co, you can use the code AJF20 to get 20% off your first 3 months working with More Supply Chain. You should also check out More Staffing, a staffing agency for staffing your team from the Philippines. I talk about them all the time on the show, and they are great. I love them. You should go use them. Okay. So that is everything. I think next, what do I have next? Oh, so many good things next. I finally, very soon have my next Opening the Books episode. Also going to be a monster episode. I've been working on it for a while. It is very close to done at the time of releasing this and will release soon. Deep dive into Beard Brand with Eric Van Holtz, talking about their brand. I can say that now. make sure you subscribe and get ready to check that out. As always, you can reach out to me on Twitter at Andrew J. Ferris. You can email me at podcast@ajfgrowth.com or find everything I'm doing at ajfgrowth.com. That's it. Go make some long-form explainer ads, sell a bunch of your products. And I'm ready to get all, I know for sure.